This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. My name is Lee Elsie. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allyn Root, and Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Every Tuesday and Thursday, I am afforded this great opportunity to talk to all of the great stations across the entire country. From the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean and everywhere in between. My email address is LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We are building one hell of an email base back and forth. A lot of great folks from a lot of great cities across this great country reach out to me every single day. Also up on Facebook, as long as I'm still allowed to post on Facebook. You can send me a friend request, and we'll be buddies for life after that. Chris is pushing all the buttons down there in Dallas, Texas. Please, Big Tech, leave him alone. He's minding his own business. I want to start out by playing a snippet of audio from the movie 1984.
Welcome to the world of constant surveillance, the destruction of language, and a never-ending war. To the future. Or to the past, to a time when thought is free, when men are different from one another and do not live alone, to a time when truth exists and what is done cannot be undone, from the age of uniformity, from the age of solitude, from the age of Big Brother, from the age of doublethink. Greetings. Freedom is the freedom to say that 2 + 2 = 4. If that is granted, all else follows. 2 + 2 = 4.
INSOC. We are the party, and our glorious leader is Big Brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Brother is in fact watching. Conservatives, like-minded conservatives, individuals who might believe in a different way of doing business, are being hunted. They're being outed. And they're being censored. They're being censored. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Amazon, Big Tech, they are all acting as though they're Big Brother. And they're making sure that you watch your P's and Q's. Otherwise, they're going to restrict or eliminate you. Facebook is doing it. If I had told you 3 months ago, hell, 1 month ago, that Facebook would ban you if you tried to post Stop the Steal in any of your memes or any of your posts, they would take it down and potentially take your account away. If I told you that a month ago, you would say, Lee, you're crazy. You're insane. Well, that's going on. Try to post Stop the Steal right now on Facebook. See what happens. As if somehow, some way, Facebook should dictate and determine content. Yes, I understand it's private. It's a private company. Yeah, I get that. I understand it all too well. But we're living in a different age. Facebook and these social media platforms are the way information is disseminated. And much like we busted up the phone company, we have to bust up these big tech companies. Otherwise, they've got to let it be fair. They cannot allow it to continue. It has to be fair. fair. Can you imagine that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, has had his Twitter account confiscated, banned, no longer effective, no longer active, no longer in use? And for what? Why? Because the folks over at Twitter decided that some of the things he said may have been, what, inappropriate? Started a riot? What did he say? If I go on Twitter right now, I can find tweets from politicians, movie stars, singers, whoever, advocating violence. Literally, advocating burning down buildings. And nobody says boo. Twitter just lets it go. The president says something they feel is incendiary. He's done. That is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. That is 1984. That is totalitarianism. And you don't think it could happen to you, but it could happen to you. If it could happen to the president, it certainly could happen to you. It could happen to me. Look what happened to talk radio here in the last 48 hours. According to the Washington Post, Cumulus Media has told its on-air personalities to stop suggesting that the election was stolen from President Donald Trump. So a conservative talk show host with questions about this election and the validity of it is now not allowed on that platform to speak their mind? That's dangerous, guys. This is in uncharted territory now. Now we're talking about a communist regime. We're talking China. We're talking Russia. We're talking, but we're not talking America. Let's put it that way. We're not talking the United States of America. The ability to have an opinion on an issue is what makes this country great. The idea that you can have a different thought from me and be allowed to go into the town square and speak your mind without fear of being imprisoned because of it. That's gone now. You understand what I'm saying? That's gone. Anyone speaking out now is considered a radical. I'm a radical right now for speaking my mind tonight here on the radio. I'm saying the emperor has no clothes on. So will there be a knock on my door later on tonight? And maybe tomorrow you'll say, what happened to Lee? He disappeared. Where'd he go? He's gone. His voice is gone. His platform is gone. And then another person's gone. And another one after that. Until there's nobody else left speaking out. You don't think it could happen? Oh, man, it could happen. It's happening. You've got people now, Forbes is reporting, that they are strongly trying to push for banning folks who have worked in the Trump administration from going outside and getting another job. Bill Belichick just had to decline a Medal of Freedom for fear of backlash because it was associated with Trump. This is insane, ladies and gentlemen. It's insane. Never in my life would I have ever thought that a major communication outlet, one that supposedly prides itself on news and the dissemination of information, would ever stifle their hosts and not allow them to talk about anything. Now, I know what happens at CNN, certainly. They're not allowed to talk about anything positive that Trump has ever done. But I never thought talk radio would stoop that far. I never thought that the clutches of the left would strangle the folks in that medium. Never thought it would happen. And it's not even an issue that is so outrageous. We all know that these elections were very, very peculiar in nature. And we all know that laws were bent, if not broken. You've got different states across the country, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, that bent the rules. They were supposed to have legislators vote on these changes, and they didn't do it. Now, that's that alone is a reason in some cases to get some of that stuff thrown out. So the thought of that not being worthy or being too, again, incendiary, inflammatory to talk about, well, that's just complete suppression of free speech in my mind. Now, I know you work for an entity, so you've got to abide by their rules, but shame on them at Cumulus. Shame, shame, shame. And shame on anybody else who is biting into this. Because this apple that they're biting into is rotten to the core. And it is going to, this will lead to the birth of the real extremists. If you're going to silence free speech, you are going to fuel a fire that America will not be able to put out until everybody's laid to waste or everything is laid to waste. You want to force the hand of patriots across this country by silencing them and not giving them the opportunity to speak freely? That is a dangerous, dangerous road that you're traveling on. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. I have a couple of guests from the Heritage Foundation coming up. Bang, bang, they're coming up next. Stick around. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, trace minerals, natural greens, and probiotics. And the best immune boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Help me support a truly patriotic American company that truly cares for your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. I do have a special guest joining me right now, Patrick Wood, the founder and director of Citizens for Free Speech out there in Arizona. Actually, it's a nationwide nonprofit, but they're located out in Arizona, and I cannot think of a better person to bring on when we're talking about this kind of censorship. Patrick, good evening. How you doing, Pat?
Good evening. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so talk to me really quick about what your group actually does.
Well, we support defend the First Amendment, Lee, and as you know, as pretty much everybody knows at this point, with all the stuff going on since the first of the year, the First Amendment is under unprecedented attack. Free speech, freedom of the press, the right to assemble, even the right to the exercise of religion. The churches are being shut all across the country. If we lose the ability to communicate through whatever medium, we're done. America is going to be done because we must be able to communicate. And one by one, these platforms that we have been communicating on are shutting down, at least shutting down, you know, debate and conversation. And this is just absolutely dangerous to our country.
And I agree with everything that you just said, but there is a devil's advocate side of me that wants me to ask you this question, and we've talked about this today a lot too. So as a big fan of capitalism, my question to you is, okay, well, build a better mousetrap, build a better system, build a better Facebook, a better Twitter, something that, you know, everybody can go to or conservatives that can go to. What do you say to that?
I'd be fine with that. These companies that are doing this right now, they're shooting themselves in the foot in the end. The company like Twitter has stockholders, and the stock crashed after they're doing all this, and stockholders eventually are going to say, hey, wait a minute. Will you guys stop this, please? We didn't invest in your company to have you do this and have our stock fall 5, 10, 15, 20% because you people are a bunch of idiots. There's going to be pressure. There's going to be backlash on this. But there should be other platforms. We had Parler, for instance, was coming up an up-and-rising social media platform. got completely destroyed by Amazon, by Apple, and by Google. They're offline. They're gone. They may recover. They may not. We don't know.
Right.
But here's a thriving company one day, and all of a sudden, the monopoly, if you will, on social media murdered this other company for no particular good reason.
No, I'm glad you brought that up. I totally am on board with what you're saying. I guess my original question was, not tongue-in-cheek, but it's a different world we live in. It's much different than even when we busted up the phone company because, you know, Amazon and Google, Facebook, they control everything, all aspects of information. So it's a little bit different than picking up the phone and making a long-distance phone call. So my question, I guess, should we be looking at busting up big tech? Because what you're saying is true. I cannot. Can you imagine if I told you a month ago that Facebook right now, if I post stop the steal, they're going to take my post down and maybe suspend me. If I told you that a month ago, you probably would have said I was crazy.
Well, I think a lot of people are thinking that very same thing right now. What's going on here? Nobody should be in a position to be the universal gatekeeper of knowledge on what's true and what's not true. And free speech goes along with free market economics. You know, in the economic world, good ideas survive and bad ideas don't. And that's just the way it is. And it needs to be that way with ideas and free speech and so on, as we discussed. A lot of people say a lot of stupid things. They have a right to say that. Doesn't mean you have to believe them. You have to accept everything they say. You might debate them. You might give them point, counterpoint, whatever, and have a discussion, and maybe you'll persuade each other. This is the American way, and actually this is the human way. The policies these companies are leaning on us with are actually anti-civilizational. They're tearing our country apart rather than bringing any kind of, you know, healing together. And if you ask who's destroying the country at this point, who's ripping the fabric of society, it's these big tech companies. And honestly, I don't think it's just by mistake or some type of unintended consequence.
The most powerful men in the country aren't the presidents or the senators. It's Bezos, it's Zuckerberg, it's big tech and these social media platforms. Whatever happened to that? Remember the saying, you know, I disagree with what you're saying, but, you know, I'll die defending your right to say it. That's gone.
Yes, and it needs to be brought back.
All right,
you know, you don't want to bring back stupid speech. But then again, you know what? This is what America is all about. People have the right to express themselves regardless of what it is. As long as it isn't defamatory, you know, and you're slandering somebody and you're hurting them, hurting their business or whatever. Otherwise, people have a right to open their mouth and present the ideas that they have in their head, period. That should be absolutely sovereign in our country, but it's not. It's being completely discarded instead.
Patrick, interesting stuff. I wish we had more time, but I do not. Where can folks find out more about you?
Go to citizensforfreespeech.org. Join with us. Put your name on the line. And together, American citizens, I think, are the only ones left that can possibly do anything about this. Join us and join with us in the fight to preserve the First Amendment.
All right, brother. Keep fighting, man. Thank you again. I'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure.
All right. Have a good one. We got to take a quick break. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners. Winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 33. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Before we begin, I'd like to say that free speech is under assault like never before.
President Trump's comments down in Allen, Texas. The president continues with a message for President-elect Joe Biden.
The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me, but will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration. As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for.
The Trump administration is expanding the coronavirus vaccination program known as Operation Warp Speed. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling reporters the vaccine distribution is going according to plan.
We have gained confidence in the integrity of our distribution system, which is now successfully delivered to over 14,000 locations, essentially without a hitch.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We'll be right back.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy. And I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month. And for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and it's always an honor and a pleasure to bring on this next guest. And in particular, this week, I have so many questions to ask him. Heritage Foundation, 30-plus years of military expertise, Stephen Bucci. Stephen, how are you, man?
I'm great, and how are you doing, Blake?
Well, we're hanging in there. A lot going on, Stephen, and most of it isn't good. But I wanted to start out by asking you if you watched from start to finish what had happened last Wednesday over at the Capitol.
Well, I was concerned. I watched the president's speech to the main group up on the ellipse that day. I didn't agree with everything the president said. And I did, hear him say, let's go down to the Capitol and, let them know you're not happy with this. I didn't hear him say, go break into the Capitol. I didn't hear him say, go, beat up Capitol Police, anything like that. Unfortunately, some people took that message, from what he said, went down and, look, breaking into the Capitol, that matches up with what went on this summer. That's not what conservatives are supposed to be doing. Sometimes people point out to us it may be one of our weaknesses is that we actually play by the rules, but I'm kind of a lot more comfortable with that than what happened that day. I don't think it's appropriate to break into a government building, to damage stuff, to push around law enforcement officers trying to do their job. That hasn't really happened all summer in counter protests or anything else from the conservative side. So when it happened on the 6th, it was very disheartening and frankly stupid because they handed liberals the club that they are now using to beat us with. And, I'm sure that at least some of those people had the right heart. They were really trying to express their opinion, but there's a limit to freedom of expression. It doesn't include breaking into buildings and destroying things.
I know you're right. I know you're correct in this case. George Washington actually laid the very cornerstone piece of that building was laid by George Washington himself. But there's going to come a point in time, Stephen, when this quote-unquote silent majority or minority, which has been silenced by Parler and Facebook and Twitter, there's going to come a point in time when they're going to push back. When is that time?
I would say we're not there yet. I'm not going to try and pick a specific action or a specific level of malfeasance by the other side to do it. I'm not a lawyer.
Right.
But I can tell you, we haven't reached it yet.
Okay.
And, and I would ask anybody who's listening who thinks we have, What did they think when they watched the riots this summer? Were they outraged by that? Did they feel that it was wrong? Did they say things that were, you know, like, hey, that what those people are doing should never happen? Why haven't those governors and mayors taken appropriate action to protect the citizens' rights? And if they said that, they need to be saying the same thing here, because it's you know, not 100% the same, but it's pretty darn close. You know, one doesn't get a pass in either direction. And that's kind of one of the problems I have right now with the liberals is they gave those guys a pass all summer. In fact, they cheerled for them. But now suddenly, you know, what happened last week was an insurrection and the worst day in American history. I think that's kind of an awful lot of hyperbole. But I understand the frustration. I feel it, too.
Right.
I can't tell you that the election was totally fraudulent. But, boy, there's a lot of stuff that went on that looked fishy to me. And I kind of wish that some of the legal authorities who were supposed to do this took it a little more seriously and looked into it. They chose not to. And a lot of those judges who made that decision were people, you know, who think like you and me. They were people that had been put into office by President Trump. So they weren't all, you know, activist Obama judges. And at a certain point, you know, you either trust the system or you don't trust the system. People can leverage the system and people can misuse it, but that doesn't mean you throw the whole thing in a trash can. And, you know, I would ask people who went into the building last week, what's your alternative? You know, I've had this discussion with my son a lot of times. Said, yeah, I get it. You know, we've got the reason we got the Second Amendment is to protect us against the government, and that at a certain point, when the government gets so bad, we're supposed to do something about it. But I haven't met anybody who's been able to tell me what the heck we're supposed to do. You know, do we throw the SOBs out? Okay. Who do you put in their place? What parts of the government do you keep and what parts do you throw out?
Right.
You know, before you throw a Molotov cocktail or storm a building, you better have thought through that. And don't just think, well, I'm going to go, you know, yell and scream and burn something down, then I'll let some other people figure out the details. You know, you look at what our founding fathers did, Lee. You know, the Declaration of Independence was like the fifth or sixth or tenth action they took to try and get some sort of redress with the government of England. And they finally said, look, we've done this and this and this and this, but in due respect to the, you know, to the world's opinion, we have to explain why we're taking this action we are. They gave that a lot of thought. I don't think the people on the 6th of January in Washington, that the ones that breached the building and did damage and acted like complete asses, running around like teenagers, you know, going into the principal's office. I don't think they've given it any of that thought. I don't think that whoever the criminal was who hit that cop in the head with the fire hydrant had given it a heck of a lot of thought. And until you're ready to do that, you don't take violent action. So long answer, not a direct one. I don't know what the line is that has to be crossed before, you know, we take up arms and rebel.
Right.
But I can tell you, in my opinion, we ain't anywhere near it yet.
All right. Well, Stephen Butcher, I think me and you are on the same page. I just feel as though there's a frustration that's growing on top of what the listeners have been going through in regards to the election. And you want to call it fraud, you want to call it abuse, you want to call it bending the rules. But on top of that now, we're faced with a systematic silencing by Facebook and Parler and Twitter. When will enough be enough?
Yeah, and that is, I don't think that's the same issue. They're related, certainly. But, you know, that is something that we have to pressure the government through legal means, through dissent, to say, look, this is wrong. What you're allowing these private companies to do, you know, our government shouldn't even be able to do. How is it that you guys can endorse it? And again, unfortunately, what happened on the 6th gave them the ammo to say that, you know, claim righteousness when they are persecuting us.
Right.
And that's really unfortunate. You know, that is kind of blaming the victim. But, you know, I'm sorry. What they did was that stupid and that self-destructive on the 6th. And it really makes it difficult now to take the stand against what Twitter and Facebook and now Amazon are doing. It makes it that much more difficult. So, you know, thinking that that's the answer, it's not. It's just feeding into what the left wants us to do so they can then justify further curtailing our rights and our freedom of expression.
Stephen Bucci joining us from the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, we have to take a very quick break. I hope you don't mind sticking around for one more segment. I've got a number of other questions I want to ask you, but we'll do that in just a couple of minutes. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
We're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Stephen Bucci is our guest from the Heritage Foundation. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. How is it possible that the Capitol Police essentially opened up the gates or opened up the front door and let a lot of these people in?
It's wrong. They shouldn't have done it. If people are not supposed to go up into that area, and they're not now, they haven't been since 9/11. They, you know, over the years since 9/11, that area has been a no-go zone. You only go in through the Capitol Visitor Center, et cetera. Why they did what they did, I don't know. Did they get some order from higher up? Say, look, come out up to a point, but if it gets to be too much and you guys don't think you can handle it, then, you know, just back off slowly and, you know, and hopefully, you know, they'll peter out their ire before something bad happens.
Right.
That's kind of a crappy technique for crowd control, and clearly one that didn't work. Or it could have been that some of those individual law enforcement officers, you know, felt some sympathy with the rioters and were saying, well, you know what, we're not going to hassle these folks. We're going to let them do what they want. That's wrong as well. You know, as a cop, you don't get to make that call. You got to follow your orders. So obviously something that needs to be looked into. The Capitol Police actions there have to be investigated. You know, like the shooting part, that has to be investigated. There's some stuff there that, you know, Capitol Police have all my support. It doesn't mean every single action that they did was correct or, you know, made sense with whatever plan they were given. Again, it does look suspicious. The number of so-called journalists that were among the people inside the building who then later gave, interviews about being inside, who suspiciously have been involved in other riots in the past. That makes me wonder, did these guys have some other role besides now post-event giving some report? Were they there encouraging people to do what they did? Clearly, at least some of the folks who went in there, Lee, were actual Trump supporters,
right,
who are just fed up and took this action. But, you know, Trump supporters haven't done this sort of thing. This whole summer and through the fall, why would they suddenly, you know, jump the shark and do this much more dangerous activity now? Did somebody encourage them? Was there, you know, the term of art is agent provocateur.
Right.
Did something like that happen? I don't know. I'm not saying it did, but it's something that should be looked into. You darn sure shouldn't tar all couple hundred thousand of people who came to the original rally or who went down to the Capitol and stayed off the grounds with the same brush that you used for the people who went inside and did the destructive activity, because one is criminal and one is free speech. And, you know, you don't really want to mix those two any more than in the summer if people were just walking through the streets protesting police actions they didn't like. That's free speech. You start burning down stores in your neighborhood and looting, that's rioting. That's criminal. It's the same sort of distinction here. Unfortunately, the left isn't making that distinction. They're doing what they accuse us of doing, which I don't think we did during the summer, which is to lump everybody together. And it's wrong. So we need to keep our heads. We need to stay engaged. Don't get discouraged and say, well, woe is us. Let's just drop out. Nor do I think it's time to, you know, grab your musket and go to the village green. I don't think we're there, even close to that. We still have means to use through courts, through, electoral process, and through legal protests to, address these problems and see where it goes.
The reports, Black Lives Matter, Proud Boys, Boogaloo Boys, Antifa, all those folks were part of this. Yet it's the Trump supporter that gets all the blame. Your thoughts on that?
Well, looking at it, the people who went onto the Capitol grounds, didn't go inside the building, but went up into the areas they shouldn't have gone in, look like you're hitting maybe 1 or 2% of that huge crowd that was at the ellipse for the speeches. And then the people who went inside, much less than that. I mean, you're talking about, you know, really low hundreds, if even above 100. You know, the they're prosecuting so far about 50 or 60 folks. Give them double that. Say 120 were the ones who potentially broke the law by going inside the building and taking actions they shouldn't have taken. But, I mean, we're talking pretty small numbers compared to what was at least 100,000, potentially a couple of 100,000 folks who were down around the ellipse.
Right.
And who moved down to the Capitol, but who stayed in the public space where they should have doing legal protest. And, you know, I would feel a lot better if that's what people were saying on the left. They're not. They're saying, you know, or at least implying that everybody that was there to do violence and is lumped together in a so-called insurrection.
Right.
This wasn't an insurrection. That is a really inappropriate use of the word. And I know some very, you know, people I respect are using it as well. It's not just the far left using it. But frankly, that's nonsense. This is not an insurrection.
Stephen, I'm so sorry. I got to jump in. We got to go. We're out of time. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Wayne is up next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.